Brothers and sisters in Christ, we may be wondering what is so special about St. John the Baptist until the church on this Sunday commemorates him. Normally, the celebration of the Sunday Mass takes priority over the saint's memory. But today, the church celebrates the Sunday of the one who was, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, more than a prophet. In him, the Holy Spirit concludes his speaking through the prophets. In him, the cycle of prophets that began with Elijah is completed. Yes, St. John the Baptist was the last of the prophets. And contrary of the claims of some other faiths, be it Muhammad or Joseph Smith, there were no more prophets after St. John the Baptist. John is pictured as having a light to shine toward and upon Jesus. But as the evangelist John writes in his first chapter, he was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. Chapter 1, verse 8. And John the Baptist will say later to the people, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend on him and remain on him, this is he who baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and I have borne witness that this is the Son of God." St. John the Baptist was a humble and devout worker of the Lord, devoting his entire life to the service of God. His holiness and commitment was likely noted since early in his life, not less because of the amazing manner of his birth, as we heard in the gospel passage today. An angel of the Lord himself told to Zachariah, his father, of what St. John the Baptist would become. And he lived in the desert, preparing for the day of the Messiah's coming. Yes, John the Baptist was a great prophet, so great that there were some who believed him to be the Christ. But the Gospels make it quite clear that his destiny was to be forerunner and baptizer of the Christ. John is born to be the front runner, the advance publicity man for the coming on stage of Jesus. That means what for us today? At first, that means St. John the Baptist never seeks to take advantage of his position. As a successful person, he attracted many, many, many people, multitudes in Israel. In his place, many people would be flattered or even intoxicated by such success. He, however, does not seek power. He does not try to pretend to be another. He just prepares the human heart to receive Christ. And for us, how many times were we tempted to pretend to be what we aren't? How many times? We know from experience that the evil one is continually trying to force us to look ourselves and our talents in order to turn our eyes away from God and his plan for us. Here, the example of John shows the triumph of self-knowledge, humble of the tricks of the evil. Yes, when a person is totally God-oriented, his desire is to eliminate from his personal life any lie, vanity, and exaggerated opinion of himself. This is on what we are also called today. And secondly, to say that John is born to be the front runner means for us that we are also called to be the co-runners who have been radiated by Christ's light, Jesus' light, and extend that light to the ends of our neighborhoods, the end of our abilities, and to the end of our time. And we, as St. John the Baptist, as Isaiah in the first reading, we are servants whom the Lord has known before we were born. And in our lifetime, we are called to give birth to him according to our individual personalities and commitments. Another example John the Baptist gives us is that because of him, many of the people turned to the Lord and sought genuine repentance, coming to him to be baptized, a baptism of conversion, and to listen to his teachings. And even, in fact, some of Christ's earliest disciples were the disciples of St. John the Baptist, such as St. Andrew and St. John the Evangelist, to whom John the Baptist told, "Here is the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Follow him." He told them to them when the Lord Jesus Christ came to the River Jordan asking for baptism from St. John the Baptist. Those two disciples of St. John and probably some others followed the Lord Jesus, and St. John the Baptist let them go in their new way. He let them go on their new journey and new adventure with Jesus. And I think this is one of the many great qualities of St. John the Baptist that all of us Christians may take note, to stimulate the others to go to Jesus. And by my life, fostering in the others the thing to think about God, to reach a spiritual life, beginning by the members of my family. Hence, let today's commemoration be a reminder for us that each and every one of us as Christian is also called to designate by his life and action, to designate the one who made us acting good and proclaiming our faith by our deeds and behavior. Brothers and sisters, we can also follow in the footsteps of this great Saint John Baptist by being honest and sincere in our faith, putting God in the center of our lives instead of our ego, our pride, our ambition, and greed. These are obstacles that commonly become stumbling rocks in our paths towards God and righteousness in Him. And if we do not remove these obstacles, it is likely that we will stumble and fall, and that is sin. Therefore, when we encounter these challenges in life, do we then fear of failing or stumbling? I think that is a part of our learning process, to fail and to stumble. And certainly, St. John the Baptist himself had encountered many challenges, and even he, as a man, also had been doubts, had his doubts and fears. For example, while he was in prison, as the gospel recorded, he sent one of his disciples to the Lord Jesus, asking him whether he was truly the Messiah or whether he should wait for another to come. But in the end, he remained faithful and true to his calling, right down to his martyrdom. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us all be inspired by the life and the dedication of St. John the Baptist in our own lives, in how we devote ourselves to God from now on, and doing our best to be faithful from now on, becoming worthy and good bearers of his truth through our action and deeds, by loving one another and loving God to the best of our abilities. Finally, thanks to St. John the Baptist, we can recognize inescapably that the life of man has no meaning if he does not seek to live according to the promises of salvation and protection of the one who created him, redeemed him, and called him to be with him, God, for the eternity. O Lord, grant me the grace of fidelity to any ordeal. You have promised that you will give eternal life to those who remain faithful until your return. May your Holy Spirit give me to live faithfully with the strength and wisdom of the truth of faith on which my whole life is resting and will rest. May you, Lord, be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.